Going to go ahead and open this regular board meeting of Board of Directors of the Upper San Gabriel Valley Municipal Water District. If I can have Mr. Dan Arigi lead us in pledge allegiance.
Our flag is bright in color, brilliant in courage, and firm in faith. To these, I set our sincere pledge. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Mr. Chapman, you take roll call, please.
All present, Director Robinson is just joining us.
Okay. Do I have a motion to adopt the agenda?
So moved.
Second.
Okay. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Seeing no objections, so approved. Go ahead and open public comment. Anyone wishing to discuss items should do so now. Seeing no interest, I'll go ahead and close public comment. Do I have a motion to approve the minutes?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any objections? Seeing none, so approved. Demands on the general fund account, Mr. Chapman?
Just in summary, President Reyes, we have total demands on the general fund of just over $349,000, and on the water fund, just under $247,000.
Do I have a motion to receive and file?
So moved.
Second. Do I have a second?
This is the demands?
Demands. This is for approval. Receive and file would be a financial statement.
Yeah, well, right. We have to approve the demands. And I, Mr. Chairman, I wish to dissent on demand number 16680 and 682. Otherwise, the demands are good.
Go ahead and second that with Mr. Robinson's dissensions. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Seeing no objections, so approved. Financial statements?
For the board to consider is receive and file. We have the financial statements through March 31st. Just a note, operating revenues, as we've been reporting, are significantly under what we had anticipated in our budget, but that is due to the lack of replenishment water from the Metropolitan Water District. We have sold 29,000 acre feet this year, which is pretty good, but we had budgeted to sell 50,000 acre feet in anticipation of that replenishment program remaining on. We are still tracking with positive net reserve activity for operations of about $875,000.
Any questions? Go ahead and receive and file that.
So the water sales, difference of 21,000, that will put how big a hole in the budget? How much is that in dollars and cents, the 21,000 shortfall that we assumed it will not sell?
That reduces operating revenues by about $13 million or 39%. Of course, is offset in part because we don't have that purchased water cost for that $21,000.
Right. The $13 million is offset by what, about $12 million?
Correct, yeah. We'll collect about $1 million less than we anticipated in the budget.
Yeah, that was my actual question.
Net operating revenues.
About $1 million less.
Move on to committee reports. Our committee reports are available and enclosed in our packets available in the back. Go ahead and move on to action and discussion items. Number A, discussion regarding solicitation of award for professional services agreement for technical advisory services for tasks 3 and 4 of the indirect fees action plan.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to move the recommendation of the committee. It was unanimous.
Second.
Okay, all in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any objections? So approved. Go ahead to item B, discussion regarding change order number 2. Mr. Chapman?
Yeah, this change order for the contract with T.E. Roberts was considered also by the Water Policy Committee and recommended for the board's approval on a 2-0 vote.
Do I have a motion?
Motion to approve.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
No, seeing no objections, so approved. Item number C, discussion regarding resolution number 412-512, ratifying the actions of AQUA HBA Board to terminate the HBA JPA.
Yeah, this item was considered by the administrative committee and recommended for the board's approval on a 2-0 vote.
Do I have a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Okay. Any discussion?
Yeah, oh. Mr. Chair, I'm not on the committee, and I didn't hear the discussion. I was just, could you give me the Reader's Digest version of
Mr. Chapman?
Yeah, currently
how this improves the situation with the health benefits?
Certainly. Currently, the district and many other agencies participate through a health benefits authority that is administered by Association of California Water Agencies. Aqua has determined that it will economize and help rates that they charge for some of these services to consolidate this operation with the staff of the Joint Powers Authority that provides insurance. And so really all this is a consolidation of those two entities that are within Aqua. And by adopting this resolution, Upper District Board has formally acknowledged that it's been informed and approves of that consolidation.
So the intent is to economize and help rates?
Correct.
Sounds like a good intent to me. Okay.
Okay. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Seeing no objection, so approved. Anyone wishing to remove anything from the consent calendar?
Motion to approve.
Second. Okay. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Seeing no objections, so approved. Information items are available on our packet. Do you want to report on any of these?
No. Just to note that item A, West Basin Director Donald Deere was unanimously selected as the LAFCO representative, and he was the incumbent and supported by this board.
Go ahead and move on to attorney's report.
No report.
Okay, engineer's report. Mr. Johnson.
We're fast.
Keep up.
I heard attorney. Just a couple items. The ballpark Keywell, as of April 20th, has now dropped to, not very far, but it's dropped to 226.9 feet. Still dropping about a half foot a week. We are seeing a little bit of a slowdown and a little bit of accumulation of water up in the canyon and inflows into the canyon because of this kind of unusual weather we're having, which is kind of interesting. Total storage in the canyon has increased, which normally doesn't do this time of year, from about 20,000. We're up around a little over 24,000 acre feet in the canyon storage because of the inflow. Most recent inflow to San Gabriel Reservoir, which is the highest level reservoir in the series of reservoirs, is now down to about 84 CFS. This time of year, it's normally running around 30, 35. So we're still seeing the receding flows from the storms we've had up there. Rainfall, amazingly as it is, we're seeing this late rainfall, but we're still less than 60% of average downtown LA. Right now, last records, we were showing about 56% of average. So it's still a very dry year, still very low runoff year, but it's a very strange, very cool spring we're seeing.
Question.
Sure.
I mean, Los Angeles is a gauge, but wouldn't it be more beneficial for us to know what the percentage, if it's 60 or more, rain in the watershed up in the San Gabriel Mountains?
Yeah, we normally look at those also, Bill. We track LA, but we track San Gabriel too, and we're actually tracking very close. Once in a while, you will see a difference between LA and the San Gabriel Valley, but it's usually only a couple of percentage points, so it's very close.
Okay,
we usually see the same. Over the series of storms, we see the same kind of events as they roll. But I can report San Gabriel. We have four station index within San Gabriel. We can provide that also.
Yeah, well, the inflows are unusual, so that leads me to believe that maybe there was more rain up in the mountains than there was in Los Angeles.
The inflows coming into San Gabriel right now are fairly short term. We're seeing it for a couple of weeks, but that's in Port of San Gabriel. The real measure we're looking at is inflow to the spreading grounds. And even though we're at almost 60% of average rainfall, we're still only about 20% of runoff for replenishment of average. So it's falling way behind even the rainfall average. The last item, water quality. During April of 2012, 31 wells were sampled under that Title 22 Health Department program. And during March, 29 wells were sampled under that same program. And that's all I have.
Thank you. Any questions, Director?
Okay. General Manager's report.
Yeah, the board has my written report. A couple highlights just in the education and outreach effort. Staff did provide services, outreach services at several Earth Day events, including El Monte, City of Baldwin Park, and LA County Sanitation District. And we had another successful watershed restoration event organized and led by Elena very capably, with about 130 people attending, partnership with the Forest Service there. And along with our partner agencies, Watermaster, Public Works, and Army Corps of Engineers, we did host an inspection trip by Congresswoman Judy Chu's Chief of Staff, Amelia Wang. The focus was a discussion about the complexities of sediment management in the canyon and how that relates to the Corps' operations of Santa Fe Dam. So that went really well.
All right. Thank you.
Just one last note. I do want to congratulate Peter and Laura on their efforts to continue to raise the district's profile in the water sector. You have before you Aqua News, and there's a one-page piece on here about the district's watershed tours.
Okay. Any questions? Okay. Metropolitan Park?
You have before you the written report. I think the item that you'd be most interested in is the allocation for the state water project has been shifted back from 50 to 60 as it was originally by the Water Resources Department. And with regard to the San Diego litigation, the Superior Court has given San Diego the go-ahead to submit second amended petition, and also the California Court of Appeal denied Metropolitan's motion to have the Court of Appeals reverse the San Francisco Court's order to permit discovery. So this thing's going to go on for a while. And attached to the back of the report are the new rates that were approved by the board last meeting.
Anything new on replenishment?
No, as Mr. Chapman says, that's still being discussed considerably.
And the timeline of the discussion is pretty much
up in the air.
Yeah, it's planned to renew in late May, June. They put it on a shelf for a while as they work through the issues of the adoption of the two-year budget and the rates associated with that.
The delay, is that good news or bad news?
I would rather have the issue resolved myself, so a bit of bad news, but understandably they only have so much bandwidth to deal with the issues before that board.
Any additional questions? Thank you, Mr. Millar. Water Master Report, our Water Quality Authority Report.
Mr. President, the written report has been submitted to the board's review.
Water Master Report? Chapman.
The only thing of note in the Water Master Report is that the Water Master, also along with Upper District and other partner agencies, including San Gabriel Valley Municipal and WQA, voted to join the effort for the HERE Valley Water Educational Summit, the Valley Water Forum.
And what was the operated safe yield that was decided on this year?
The board is yet to vote on that. That vote is tomorrow. The engineer's recommendation was 200,000.
200,000. The recommendation will be 200,000.
Okay.
They always lower that by 10,000.
All right. Thank you. Okay. Director's comment, Mr. Robinson.
Two things. I at the last meeting, I made some comments about the Walnut Valley Water District open house. I decided to show up and see if I lied or not. And anyway, in my estimation, I looked things over. It was held at their site. It seemed like it was well populated by residents and public officials. It was well focused. It was more narrowly focused on their issues than the open house events that we put on. And this year, I guess it'll be in Arcadia and La Puente. But it was very well focused. It was held on sites, and everybody that showed up to eat popcorn and hot dogs got to find out where their water district was. So I'm just curious, and
maybe a phone call at the right time by our general manager could find out how much it costs to put on that event. Looks like we have $1 million hole in the budget, and that might argue for curtailing things like the open house. But I voted that way at the last meeting anyway. But I'm curious about the cost. The second item is I suppose invitations have already been gone out, but I just wanted to remind the board and everybody in this room that there's a second watershed event, Cinco de Mayo, Saturday. If you want to go and improve the health of our natural forest and our watershed, you should show up at 8 o'clock at the Rincon Ranger Station and dig a hole and plant a tree. So that's the extent of my comments.
All right, thank you. Director Robertson, Director Pollack. Director Chavez. Director Trevino.
Yeah, a couple of things. I want to commend Sunny Slope Water District on their remediation efforts and their ongoing efforts to make sure that we don't dig into costly imported water. And so I commend Sunny Slope for their ongoing efforts. They're doing a great job. But the other person I want to commend is Director Millard. He is really fitting in really well at MWD and working with his fellow directors. I had two directors that mentioned that to me, Director Granson and Director Jim Edwards. Both said to me that they really enjoy working with Director Millard, and I want to convey that thank you for representing us very well at the board. That's it.
Thank you, Director Trevino. I have no comments. Future agenda items, anyone wishing to add anything? Okay. Do we have a closed session on?
Closed session.
No closed session. Do I have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.